Welcome to Excited by the Science, brought to you by the experts at Edons.
Hey guys, this is Petter from Edons. Rehabilitation services require that a patient comes to a certain rehabilitation center and performs certain activities there, usually under supervision by a trained professional. But what to do when this is not possible? We all remember the recent COVID pandemic when people were really confined to their homes and some rehabilitation centers were even closed. Even in those situations, it is important for the patients to continue with their rehabilitation. And in that context, the concept of telerehabilitation becomes very important. Telerehabilitation means the delivery of rehabilitation services to patients using telecommunication or the internet. For further adoption of this approach, we need technologies to assess and monitor disease rehabilitation. An important component of exercise monitoring, especially in an automatic telerehabilitation platforms, is activity recognition. What does it mean? It means that there should be a way to automatically identify human activities based on sensor data or visual inputs. This should have the capability to recognize and evaluate different exercises so as to provide meaningful feedback to the users. This could potentially assist patients in refining their movements and, of course, optimizing their outcomes. Today, I want to talk about a study from this research area where the authors developed a new deep learning-based approach to classify different lower limb rehabilitation exercises based on depth videos and pressure maps. Specifically, they used an online accessible data set with data of 30 healthy individuals performing 7 lower limb rehabilitation exercises. They extracted depth videos based on cameras that collect only the body outlines, and body pressure data based on a pressure mat for exercise done on the ground. So to accomplish the classification task, they developed 3 deep learning models, all based on the established 3D CNN architecture. CNN stands for convoluted neural network, so one type of artificial intelligence. These models were trained on depth videos, then on pressure data, and on the combination of the depth videos and pressure data. And what they obtained as a result is that the model trained on the combination of the video and pressure data showed the highest and the most stable performance compared with the other models, specifically those that relied on individual modalities. The effectiveness of identifying the exercises with the combined model was very high, with accuracy, precision, recall, and F1 score all above 95%. So why is this important? The model developed in this study was shown to be able to capture different aspects of exercise movements using the visual and pressure distribution data from the depth camera and pressure map. This is relevant for automatic telerehabilitation platforms. What I really like about this paper is that they use the privacy-preserving depth information. So what does it mean? If you use a standard red, green, blue camera to capture body limb movements, it means you record images or videos of users. This raises potential privacy concerns because you record visual information of individuals within their private living spaces. And indeed, patients may feel uncomfortable knowing that their movements and activities are being monitored through RGB cameras. In contrast, if depth data are captured, like in this study, they only get the outline of the body, so this ensures complete anonymity. What would be nice for further research is that the model obtained and developed in this study should be tested on different data sets, and it would be good to further expand its application to other types of exercise in addition to those 7 types of lower limb exercises that were specifically used in this study. So I got to go now, but next time I find an interesting paper, I'll post again. Thanks for listening or watching.
Asking the right questions is key to making breakthrough scientific discoveries and advancements. And as the research landscape grows more competitive and complex, finding innovative, interdisciplinary research ideas is more important than ever. The right questions address the most important issues in your field and make it easier for you to conduct high-impact research. At EdOns, we can help you to generate these questions, outline a potential study, and present it in a way that helps you to secure funding and quickly make your idea a reality. Our team of creative experts will conduct a deep analysis of the research landscape in your field, identifying gaps, finding the right questions, and helping you find inspiration for your next project. We can also help develop innovative study concepts, a synopsis, and a full protocol, so you'll have a study that is very likely to be accepted by a high-impact, peer-reviewed publication. Let EdOns help you to make informed decisions, save time, money, and resources, so that you can advance your field and make the world a better place.